Ob koncu te spominske slovesnosti pa mislim, da bi se spodobilo in se spodobi, da seveda, če to želi, povabimo k besedi tudi našega pomembnega oziroma najpomembnejšega gosta, če lahko tako rečem danes, da nam spregovori nekaj besed. Predvsem povabili smo ga, ker je zaradi izredno lepe geste, ko so odkrili ploščo na steni od veleposlaništva v Ljubljani, kjer so se poklonili vsem žrtvam, ne glede na kateri strani so padli med Slovenci. Zato, če želite...
Voila, dobrý dan, thank you for inviting me here. It's really a great honor, and I'm very humbled to have been invited to be with you here today. What you are doing today is something that is really wonderful and good for all Slovenia.
Veliko čast in veliko zadovoljstvo mi je, da sem dobil vabilo na današnje slavje. To, kar ste danes storili, je zelo pomembno ne samo za vaš kraj, ampak tudi za celo državo.
To respect and appreciate all the victims, regardless of their ideology, regardless of their religion, regardless of where they came from, is something that all of us all over the world still need to learn, to just appreciate people as people and not to think of them in a particular label.
Verjetno se cel svet mora sprijazniti s tem, da gleda na žrtve enako, ne glede na to, kakšne rase, kakšnega političnega prepričanja ali zaradi kakšnega razloga so žrtve. To je zelo pomembno in človeštvo se mora to učiti vedno znova.
When I was younger, I used to think that what we needed was justice. If we would just make everything right again, if we would fix everything that had been done wrong, we would all be happy. But as I get older, I think justice sometimes is a very dangerous thing, because everybody on all sides of an argument, on all sides of a war, always thinks that their side is just.
Ko sem bil mlad, sem bil prepričan, da vse, kar potrebujemo, je pravičnost. Če bi le lahko šli nazaj in stvari naredili pravične, bi bilo vse v redu. Vendar danes, ko sem star, ugotavljam, da pravičnost je zelo nevarna stvar. Vsak namreč iz svojega vidika, vojne, argumenta, gleda na pravičnost kot na nekaj zelo sebi specifičnega.
Instead, I think, especially here in a Church of God, before the crucified Christ, it is something to remember that Jesus rarely talks about justice. He talks instead about compassion and forgiveness. And that is the true path toward reconciliation, is not pointing the finger who's to blame, who's more right, who's more wrong, but in accepting each and every one of the Slovenian people as a good person who did what they thought was best, and to appreciate and forgive and move on together from here.
Posebej tukaj v cerkvi, kjer je Božje svetišče, je prav, da se pred križanjem spomnemo, da Jezus ni veliko govoril o pravičnosti, govoril je predvsem o ljubezni in o medsebojnem spoštovanju. In skozi to ljubezen in medsebojno spoštovanje je potrebno gledati drug drugega. To je pot do sprave, ko bomo znali sprejeti ljudi take, kakršne so, in se z njimi pogovarjati na normalen način.
Thank you. Hvala. Hvala.